At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:07. It's Friday. It's July 18th. Chad Hartman off today. Chris Eggert in for you. Enjoying a nice Friday. We're having a great conversation, and we're having good civil discussions about things that maybe we don't agree on, but we're all having a nice conversation about it. As we had to do, started out with a little politics, have moved on to artificial intelligence, have talked about home ownership. We have taken on the controversial topic of state fair grandstand acts, which you all had quite a bit to say about that. If you'd like to go back and listen to any of that later, you can do so on the podcast, Chad Hartman Podcast. So we have Rochelle Olson here. She's with the Star Tribune, and she writes Calm. It is called Cheers and Jeers, and she comes on every Friday to talk about it. Rochelle, I don't think we've ever met, but I'm a big fan of your work. Nice to meet you.
Well, you have to say you're a fan because I'm on the show. So, but thank you. Yeah, I don't think we've met. I also didn't know we were supposed to be civil. I guess that's what happens when Chad's gone.
Listen, I'm a news guy, so I don't need. I'm trying to be as Switzerland on as many things as I can be. So, you know. That's the difference. Chad has to be provocative. I'm just
right,
filling guy.
Okay. Well, I'll adjust accordingly.
No, if you have something provocative, go for it. What's in the column?
Well, you're not supposed to ask me what's in the column. You're supposed to ask me about something in the column. I don't ask me what's in the column would mean I'd have to actually prepare.
You're one of my favorite.
Do this to me.
You're one of my favorite social media follows, and you. I can tell you've got a very clever brain. So I'm sure.
I'm more curious now. See, because I write that column, I sort of write it all week, and by the time it's written, it's kind of out of my brain. Now I'm more curious today about the. Did you already talk about the Nicole Mitchell trial?
No, but I will add that because that's out there, and I've been in contact with our guy Tom Hauser, political reporter at Channel 5. If something does happen with that in the next 50 minutes while we're on there here, we'll try to connect with him. What are your observations on it?
Well, I'm willing to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, but then I thought her explanation was a little wild when she started saying that she was claiming that she was there to check on her stepmom in the middle of the night, dressed all in black, and I don't know that. That seems a little far-fetched to me that you drive across the state and dress all in black and climb in through the basement window. If that's what she did, I haven't followed the trial minute by minute, but it did seem a little odd. It seems like an odd way to check on somebody that you consider to be a fragile adult.
You could send somebody over to check, or you could do what she's accused of doing. Well, Rochelle, I'm glad you brought that up because we pulled that clip from On the Stand yesterday. Let's listen.
I know this sounds creepy. I sat and listened to her breathe for a couple seconds.
So there you go. When you start the when you start the statement with "it sounds creepy,"
that's not what you want to say on the witness stand. That's that kind of you're kind of giving yourself a big hurdle to get over there, it would seem. But okay. So I guess we'll see what the jury thinks. It's always fun to see. You never know what they're going to do, right?
No, it's true. And I do think that, how do I put this? I think that there are going to be, and I don't know what the jury makeup is. I haven't looked into it that much. But there are going to be people who are sympathetic to having a family situation that,
right,
is awkward and uncomfortable and unprecedented, and you don't know what it's like to be in that situation until you are.
Well, yeah, and I've certainly been in that situation myself. It sounds like perhaps you're familiar with it as well, but I mean, I also think if I were in my car driving across the state at in the middle of the night, there might be a good song might come on the radio, and I think, you know, my life's okay. Maybe I'll get a giant Diet Coke from somewhere and turn around and go home. I just don't think climbing it, this doesn't seem like the way to handle it. It seems like you would be causing more problems, and clearly she has, than you intended. I mean, I get it. Grief, of course, is hard, and losing a family member,
yeah,
very hard, but it just doesn't, and I mean, you can say jurors will be sympathetic, but I'm sure there are plenty of jurors who've been through something similar, but also weren't arrested in the house of the family member. So I think it could cut both ways, but you know, that they might say, hey, you know, I have an issue with my stepmom, but I didn't break in.
Sure. Right.
But also, I think it's interesting. I don't know how many trials you've covered. It's always fascinating to me that you sit there trying to guess what the jury. You can't guess anything about the jury.
No.
You know, no matter how hard you try. But it is fascinating that I've used to see what they do, man. It's just, it's really interesting. So
have you been on a jury? Have you been on a jury before? I was on a jury trial once. I was working television in Orlando, and I was surprised that they usually don't want media members on. I mean, it wasn't a high profile trial, but it was a DWI trial, and clearly, my instinct and everything the suspect did—I mean, everything—it was it was not legit. Like the guy clearly was drinking and driving. I don't have a question about it, but when you're in that jury room and you're the jury, the question isn't not whether or not he was drinking and driving. It's did they prove it the way they needed to? And they didn't, and we found him not guilty. It's a really weird thing.
See? Yeah, it's super interesting. And you get and then you have the jury instructions, which somebody who's never been on a jury or in a courtroom may not know, is when the judge reads the elements of the crime and here's what the prosecution had to prove. And those things can get really ticky tacky and nitty gritty. And I can see, and those things are really important. I mean, the prosecutor and the defense attorney, they spend a lot of time arguing about what the jury instructions are going to say. And you can see why, because they could get lost in those, or they could just decide the way it's worded. Yeah, they didn't prove that. I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's so fun to watch, I think.
I agree 100%. It's always a fascinating process. So do you think it is Friday, it's 2:15. I've never covered a trial where I had the potential verdict coming on a Friday afternoon, but isn't the kind of the data points there that a lot of times when there's something like this on a Friday afternoon, like they're going to come up with the verdict before the end of the day?
Yeah, funny you should ask that. I was actually thinking about that this morning, thinking, wow, are they going to get to the, is that going to the jury today? Because I don't think I'd want that if I were, I was trying to think, if I were the defense attorney, would I want that? If I were the prosecutor, would I want that? I don't know. I mean, yeah, because the thinking is they're going to want to get this done and get it off their plate and not come back on Monday. would be the thinking.
Yep.
But you know, which is not to diminish. That's just human nature. It's not
sure.
to diminish juries at all. But it's just sort of, I'd be a little worried about that. But maybe I also don't study juries for a living, so maybe it'll all be okay. But I would expect, unless they get hung up, I would expect we might hear some this afternoon, one way or another, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would too. It would be surprising to me if it didn't. But I get your point. Like, you don't want them, if you're the attorneys, you don't want them rushing the decision just to get out of there so they can get to the Pizza Ranch buffet by 5 o'clock. You know, I mean, you want it to be a measured and well thought out decision.
Right. I mean, I kind of would think you wouldn't want it to go to the jury on Friday afternoon. But on the other hand, you work with what you got. And
yep.
I'm sure
yep.
the judge wanted it scheduled a certain way, and this is how it all turned out. And you can't really, this is the hand you're dealt. But again, juries, not to diminish them at all, juries, over and over again, we see how seriously they take these things. So yeah, we'll see, I guess.
I guess so. Before you go, give us a little bit on this week's column.
Let's see. Well, I cheered. There was a gentleman, the first black vice president of the University of Minnesota. I'm guessing a lot of people had never heard of him.
Is that
Wilderson?
Wilderson. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just a giant. I mean, he also did groundbreaking work in special education, which got his PhD at Michigan, like back in the early 60s,
mm-hmm.
Negotiated a settlement for the first African-American studies department at the U.S. When I say settlement, students had taken over a building at the U and had demands and were like, hey, let's get an African-American studies program. And he was like, course or something like that. He said, no, you want a whole department, and kind of push them in that direction.
Wow.
which is legacy type stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, and also he was an academic in his own right and in education, which is amazing. I also kind of jeered US Bank Stadium because last week, if you may recall, they were touting the biggest concert in the history of the universe coming to US Bank
Stadium. I'm glad you said it.
And it was McCartney.
I'm like,
it was a big deal, but
of course. But Taylor Swift played two shows here a couple summers ago, and I'm not even a fan. I'm just saying, that's a bigger show. Come on.
Well, in those Metallica shows, too,
yeah.
Maybe metal isn't your thing, but Metallica only does so many shows.
Yep.
Those are a big
yep.
deal. But also, McCartney's toured recently. This isn't like the living Beatles coming out
right.
of retirement.
Right. Now, that would be noteworthy. That would be a big show.
Yeah, why can't they, by the way? Wouldn't that be great?
Somebody will come up.
I would love to see McCartney and Ringo.
I would, too. Well, Rochelle, good to talk to you. Nice to meet you. Again, I'm a big fan of your work. So, enjoy your social feeds. They're fun.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Well, one of Rochelle's colleagues, and this is not a reflection on her colleague, it's a reflection on the content of the story. When I cracked open the old newspaper this morning and I saw this story, I was like, oh my God, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So it really grinds my gears. We're going to talk about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It's Friday. It's July 18th. It is 2:24. Just talked to Rochelle Olson with the Star Tribune discussing possibility of Nicole Mitchell and the trial coming back with a verdict before the end of the day, given it's a Friday. A lot of times juries will make that decision to just go ahead and figure it out as quickly as they can so they can start the weekend. So we'll see what happens with that. I was telling her, I was reading the newspaper this morning, and I saw this one, and I stopped, and I was like, what? That is ridiculous. Students paying students. How the University of Minnesota is trying to stay competitive in athletics. Students at the Twin Cities campus will be charged $200 a year for the first time to help to pay student athletes, and the U will still have a $9 million deficit. Are you freaking kidding me? Maybe some of you guys out there who don't have college-age kids are a little out of touch about what it costs to send a kid to school these days. And I say that in my case, co-sign a loan for my kids to go to school. A state school? Oh, state schools are cheap. Probably not. And they're going to add a $200 fee to pay for their sports teams that aren't good?
That's not very nice.
I know. And I love...
You don't care!
I love the U of M. I love everything about it. Unfortunately, most of their sports teams are average at best. And there's a reason they don't have the NIL money. I'm sorry to say it sucks. Sucks.
And just think of all the big name companies we have here in the great state
that's
of Minnesota.
That's the thing that keeps killing me.
Well, that's the thing
Why?
They keep selling us too.
Right.
The big they. This is giving the same energy as tipping culture, where the customers are subsidizing the less than okay wages of the workers. This is the same thing.
And it's
same
students,
energy.
You know how the students don't, I don't believe they always get tickets into the sporting events anyway, maybe some of them. And I think in a lot of times they do have to pay for tickets. I could be wrong.
Sometimes they give them away for free.
Sometimes they give them away. If it's a Gophers football game by the middle of the season, they're usually giving them away. I hate to say it. I love the Gophers. I don't have anything against Fleck.
You're staying in your hole, though.
I think he's brought some energy to the organization. $200 for my kid to pay Coy Parrish's NIL money? Now, if I could pay $200 a year to one of the linemen who probably isn't making a lot of money, I'd be more willing to do that. Ain't going to work that way. They get paid based on their status with the team. And some of these guys have legitimate deals probably already. This is ridiculous. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. I would love, love, love to hear what you guys have to say about this. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just 651-461-9226. So the U says they had a big budget shortfall. They're $8.6 million short. They're trying to close the debt gap. But they're not the only school doing athletic fees. They point to six other Big Ten institutions doing the same. Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, and UCLA do the same thing. South Carolina and Louisville have also recently added student athletic fees, according to the Strip. I'm sending a kid to Iowa next in about a month. I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know anything about this $200, and they have no problem filling their stadium. By the way, their sports teams are well supported.
That money's
not
going to the kids' hospital that they always wave to before the game. Great tradition.
This is just such a bad look.
Nickel and Why can't?
Unfortunately, this is the landscape of modern sports in college now. You find a way to come up with the money or you don't have a competitive team. That's the way it is. And some of that money's starting in high school. Some of these kids are being talked about getting money when they're in junior high and maybe making money in junior high. And if you can't find a way to compete in this environment, then I think you need to have different people there trying to help you compete in this environment. I don't get it. I don't get it why they can't figure it out.
What's wild, too, is like you have NIL money, and all it is a ticket. Maybe this player works out. Maybe this player works out well enough to improve our running game, which will help our offense, which will maybe get us seven more points. Like the ripple effect of it.
Yep.
There's chances that you get $10 million and it goes to nothing.
Yeah.
And you could end up like Duke did in the March Madness this year, losing when they did when they were supposed to go all the way.
Yep.
Means nothing.
Yeah. There are definitely no guarantees.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the more you pay, you can expect to have a roster that's built more of higher caliber players, but that doesn't always equate to wins either. So it's a gamble, but let's look at historically where we've been in the NIL era with the Gophers athletics, and the kids are leaving. Kids who are good enough to go get paid more money are going.
Which is happening to everyone.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yep. It changes the competitive waters on how you field these
but
teams.
But to make the kid who's a biology major pay the $200 for that, that's garbage. Come on. Figure it out. It is so expensive to go to college as it is. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And what's another $200? You might ask. All right, we have Dan Hopkins on the line. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dan from Hopkins.
What's that?
Hey, I'm Dan from Hopkins.
Oh, Dan Sorry. From Hopkins. Dan Hopkins from Hopkins. What a crazy
right.
thing.
That I you like have. That last name. Yeah.
So am I overreacting here, or what are your thoughts, Dan?
No, you know, I don't mean to be slightly off topic. I got an idea. How about if I demonstrate as a young 20-year-old or 22-year-old, that I know everything I need to know for each topic, and I just take a test. If I pass all of the tests that all these classes would charge you for, I mean, all these universities would charge you, rather than tuition, you just take a test, and then the government gives you an official degree. No more having to drive to the U. Everything's online. No more buildings to heat. No more parking to find. No more sports teams to pay for that you have no interest in. And we have more people educated for a fraction of the cost. And what do you think of that idea?
Well, Dan, I am picking up what you're throwing down. And the answer is going to be because big education is a giant
scam.
I didn't say that.
You should see his face and his hands right now. You should see.
I have two kids in college right now. This is my life, and it's their life, and I want them to go to college. But to your point, Dan, a lot of college is paying its own infrastructure, right? Its own ecosystem of people.
Right. And you know, a lot of kids get corrupted in college and they become drug addicts and alcoholics and get transmitted sexually transmitted STDs. And my son's baseball coach in summer baseball was an assistant, and he says, "Hey, I got a degree in exercise science." And he's $80,000 in debt.
That's right.
And I thought, why not just prove that I know everything you want me to know? I'll take an oral exam. It can be a rigorous exam. And give me my degree for a fraction of the cost. And with all due respect, really, what's the point of any kind of ethnic studies? I'm Norwegian. You don't need to have Norwegian studies. These are worthless degrees that do nothing except put money in the pockets of teachers.
Well, now,
Dan. Those humanities
really,
degrees
is, no, really. I'm just being honest.
No, I understand what you're saying. I think that there is a lot of fat to be trimmed, and I get your point 100%. Why have it work that way in the first place? Dan, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Folks, if you have more to say about this topic, and I would love to hear it. That number is 651-461-9226. Getting some comments. There are schools that Dan from Hopkins desires, University of Phoenix. That's not what land-grant schools are. Connections with professors, collaboration with students, research, et cetera, are all missing from this model. I agree. It's a different thing. And there is a reason that kids go to college. And there's a reason it works the way it does. I definitely get it. We are huge sports fans. This is preposterous. No way should every other student be subsidizing the sports programs. It is long overdue time for AD Coyle to go. He has mismanaged that program. Appreciate your thoughts on that. Would it bother you if they just added $200 for tuition? Well, I'm sure that's what they're doing. It's probably in the fine print somewhere. Student athletic fees, and you don't know.
Right.
And if we're not the only school doing it, if the U's not the only school doing it, listen, if Iowa's doing it, why wouldn't the University of Minnesota do it?
Mm-hmm. You know what my favorite part of this article is? That's featured on the Star Tribune. Sentence says, quote, Coyle said he didn't consult student government or other student groups about the new fee. Quote from him, this was just a conversation that we had with campus and ourselves, he said. The unilateral decision making that people have been emboldened to make, maybe it's recent, maybe it's years long of building up. How are we not? We're trying to have a civil conversation. We are a beacon of examples here, Chris.
Yes.
Marky Mark, why didn't we call the students in that are directly impacted? How do you not ask them?
Because you know what the pushback was. You know
right,
there's 100%.
Pushback. You know that, but at least you did your due diligence and just be what you are and bulldoze anyway. Yeah. And at least you get a little bit of a grace or earned grace.
And I'll say this too. Obviously, it's a tricky game. The NIL thing is everyone's kind of trying to figure it out, but I still don't understand in a town this size with as much money as there is around here and as much corporate money, why some of our big industries here aren't really digging in on the Gopher Athletics and propping them up. I don't understand that. It shouldn't be on the students.
Is Jerry Kill's absence from this athletic department that humongous?
Well, if you ask old Jerry, you'd probably say
that. True. See, he might still be at New Mexico State.
He was pre-NIL.
That's true.
Unfortunately, this has been a Fleck thing that he's been here for, and they're all learning. But I also say there are a lot of colleges that haven't figured out. So if you don't have the knowledge here, then maybe it's time to tap into some of these other universities and find out what they're doing. Anyway, that really grinds my gears. There you go. Are we doing this game? When we come back from
break. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Oh, are we doing that when we come back? Yep.
Okay. We're going to play Am I Wrong? Lindsey Brown in for Dave Harrigan, Chris Eggert in for Chad Hartman. We'll see if we can pull it off when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A nice introduction there, Lindsay.
Let's just say I have a reputation. That's why I have an open.
All right.
Yep. I've brought some hot takes to this particular segment for some reason.
I can't wait to be in the hot seat. So yeah. The game works like this. You bring up a topic.
Mm-hmm. And am I wrong? And then I hit this button. And then you give your thoughts.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
All right.
Pretty simple.
I'm here for it.
Collection of thoughts over the last couple of weeks or week or the last 3 days. I'm not really sure time is a social construct. We made it up for trains. But am I wrong for watching the Home Run Derby, not for the dingers, but to see the swath of kiddos employed to snag balls in the outfield collide with one another?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
As somebody who's not a baseball guy, I enjoy the game. I love going to the game, going to the park a couple times a year.
Sure.
Love the vibe.
Taking the scenery.
In my opinion, it's boring. And the Home Run Derby is as exciting as you could come up with.
Right.
But why not?
Another one far away.
And people don't want to admit it, but they love seeing people collide and or falling.
Yes. We love carnage. Even when the tiny
nobody wants,
are
nobody
involved.
Wants to admit it, but you do. I know you do. I know the videos you guys are looking at home. Mm-hmm. It's people falling.
Yep. We've been watching Scarred on MTV since 2006.
Diving off things, falling. Nope, you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. Entire shows dedicated to it. Okay, I'm glad.
I'm with you.
I love tiny humans. Huge fan. They are funny when they run into each
Absolutely.
Other. Absolutely. Okay, excellent. I'm glad that judgment here. Safe space.
I don't think anyone said you don't appreciate or love kids. You just said it's funny to watch. I didn't catch that. I'll have to go back and find some video of it.
Oh, well, you can. It'll be fully podcastable and also video on the social media. Sometimes you watch my story. It's hard to get your eyeballs.
Yeah. So, well, I'm in demand.
Yeah, it's clearly true. And you get up very early. As you mentioned earlier, when we were talking about housing prices, again, fully podcastable on that Odyssey app. I'm in the throes of many transitions,
yep,
including merging three cats. I have one cat, and then they're joining two other cats in the household. All of them are considered elderly cats. Am I wrong for hiring a cat behavioralist to help moderate the merging of my cats at the new house? Because we have tried all of the things, scent swapping, segregated spaces, but the safe kind where there's doors involved, endless bunny TV. The signal could not be better in my house, but my cat Halsey is a sassy girl who got jumped on one time and never let a man live it down. That man is Gus, and we are considering a cat behavioralist. Am I wrong?
Wow. Okay, there's a lot to unpack there.
Even Jason.
Your cat is a sassy girl.
Sassy Halsey, girl. She's a diva.
Okay. Well, as a pet owner of three pets, which was a terrible idea, we got the cat first.
Mm-hmm.
We had a dog die. So then you get another dog. And then that dog's lonely. So you get another dog. And you have three animals in the house. By the grace of God, ours get along. I've seen the merging of the cats before. It can be a disaster. They're spraying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. How far away are they from being put to sleep?
Oh, years. Don't even talk about it. Don't even talk about it. Devastation.
We had a
Jason
a bit of a kerfuffle with a cat this weekend.
Jason DeRosa joins.
And
Chad Hartley
she took ill, and she was like,
it was time.
Laying, no.
Oh.
I would have saved myself $900.
Oh, my God.
The cat was.
I should not be here for this.
$900.
Yeah. Just to get looked
just
at.
Just to get.
And I'm like, my wife's like, I think he's got some upper respiratory. And it did look dead. Like it,
right.
It wasn't doing well. And
what was
I
it?
Automatically go to like, oh my God, this is going to cost me a lot of money that I don't have. And I'm like, what are they, what can they do there? What's the cat going to tell the vet what's wrong with her?
Yeah, because when we go to the doctor, we have to essentially self-diagnose, right? It's
right.
Like they're just running through a checklist. Wait, well, what about
cat this? Magic cat test?
Right.
Well, so I was prepared to put the cat to sleep, and I love the cat. So you're probably asking the wrong person.
The wrong person.
That seems extreme. Well, how much is it? Well, you don't
a handful of hundreds per hour. I don't know. We haven't gotten that deep into
a cat behavioralist.
Yes.
I know somebody.
You are somebody that knows somebody in this area.
So, you know, I love other people's pets. That's sort of been my approach.
Sure.
Great approach.
Just like I love all of you with babies. I love the smell of a baby. It's so the skin. It's so like soft.
Sure.
And I sure as hell don't want a baby. And I sure as hell don't want a cat.
Yeah.
I think the world would be better off without cats.
Jason, get out.
That's ridiculous.
Get that you put those headphones down. The mic is off. Wow. I'm turning them down.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Wrong.
I'm not there, Lindsay.
Wrong.
I'm not there, Lindsay.
Wrong. I cannot believe this.
I love cats. I love our cats.
Okay, we need to move on because we're running out of time.
Do we need to go to break first and then come back?
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Okay.
Maybe we should do that. That's a good job. Yes. Let's do that. Jason's ruined
you go have
my
words,
life.
You go have words with Jason
okay.
And now.
All right, we'll be back.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It is 2:55. Jason DeRusha is standing by next. Lindsay Brown is running the program here, and we're playing Am I Wrong? We had a controversial take before we went to break, and we're going to squeeze one in before the show's over.
That's right. That is right. One more thing for Am I Wrong? And I'm a big golf fan. I watch a lot of golf, and I appreciate greatness as much as the next person, but it's not what I base my entire opinion on a person on.
Okay.
Am I wrong for getting behind Scottie Scheffler? Not because he's a winner, but because I'm in a perpetual state of an existential crisis, and I love it when someone else is also pulling back the curtain on what matters. I got a little piece of audio of him, of his press, ahead of the Open overseas, and what matters to him in his life.
I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life. And then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world and then they're like, what's the point? And, you know, I really do believe that because, you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly?
I love that message. What I say to the kids when I'm training them in hockey, I go, the day after you win a gold medal, you still got to get up and poop like the rest of us. There's always another hockey game. It's always another golf swing, another rep. The results don't really matter. I love that energy from Scottie Scheffler.
So are you wrong?
Am I wrong?
No.
Yes.
I agree with this.
Oh, I'm going to let you have your mic back, Jason.
But, I'll say this.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Only somebody,
we used to be a proper country.
Only somebody who is ridiculously rich can have that take.
You know, why do I want to win the Masters? Like, come
Why do I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning every day for the last 18 years?
Because you got to get paid.
Yes.
People
you can have that take. It doesn't matter to him.
People used to ask me the same thing. Yeah. How do you do it?
Yeah.
They pay me. It's not that difficult. If I don't wake up, I don't get paid. So I wake up. I don't know. I'm not that rich. Like, what are you like?
That's it.
Well, what's your quote? You don't get out of bed
I do respect what he said.
Yep.
But on the other hand,
like, why do we have to be so introspective about everything?
Right,
like, just your job is golf.
Right.
Like, why do you want to win? Because you want to be the best. We all want to be the best. Right. I want to win every day. I want to be the best. Why? Why not?
I read an article in Sports Illustrated about this, and it said, Scheffler, Nike new spokesperson, and with a slogan like this, why not? Just do it. Or don't.
I
don't really
care. I don't know.
Why? What for? That's the new slogan.
What for? What are we doing this for? I mean, it's sort of nihilist, isn't it? Like, what does anything mean anyway?
100%. I thought it was great. All right, Jason Drush up next. Have a good Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.